game was D was down well. He caught it right to the second down short of goal from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, soft coverage by the passer to start this game, giving some of the outside receivers up to 10 yards of cushion. So a quick little curl out, the throw's a little low, so good catch, but just a short game.
Jacob Luby, your quarterback, going deep and has it into the hands of Tyler Sprague, but he can't catch it right at midfield of the 15-yard line, and if it's Maddox defender's beat, couldn't bring it in, falls incomplete, sets up a third down, four to go from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, right in the slot receiver, number 21, Sprague, straight down the field and blows right by the center fielder in deep safety, supposed to be Ben McVay, and he watches that white jersey run right behind him. The ball's just a tad overthrown, but that could have been a big play to start this game. It would have been an easy touchdown.
Trips to the right, runs to the left, and it's a handoff right through the middle. Cuts out to the outside, has the first down, past the sticks, all the way to the 35-yard line. It's still moving out to the 36-yard line when all is said and done. That the ball carrier was number 16. Justin Kolikowski, the wide receiver, also linebacker for Novell. It's enough for a first down, first and 10 for Novell.
Well, great play call. You just burned the deep safety on the play before. So even though it's third and long, that safety was cheating back. And when they run the draw play right up the middle, that safety was supposed to come up and make that play. And he was so far deep that the Novell had ahead of steam. A big gain on third down, and this third down for the Panthers.
As a 36-yard line, Luby keeps it for himself, trying to go through the D-gap right on the left side, and he's brought down by Tony McLeod on that front line with bad axe. McLeod is 6'2", 215-pound senior for a 2-yard gain, second down, 8 to go for Novell, moving left right across the radio at their own 37-yard line.
At that time, a direct snap to the quarterback, and he takes off to his left and follows his linebacker, fullback, who also plays linebacker, through the gap, but McLeod does a nice job stuffing it for a short gain.
In the shotgun, trips to the right, one to the left, one man in the backfield, that's Kolikowski, and it's a pitch out to him. He's trying to go around the outside, and he is stopped with the front line of Matt Kolikowski of Mad Axe, and he is stopped and with just a 1, maybe 2-yard gain. That's up a third down, 6 to go at the Novell 39-yard line.
We get to see from a spread offense, so they have one receiver to the left, three receivers to the right, and one running back in the backfield with keeping the quarterback company. They run to the right with the option pitch to the running back. Matt Gorkowski does an excellent job of getting free from that wide receiver who's blocking him to make that tackle for a short game.
It's a quarterback keeper through the big gap, and it's out to Luby, and he's close to the first down marker, out to the 45-yard line, and brought down by number 44, Ryan Oleski. On the linebacker, he's going to be short of the first down by a yard, maybe a long two. Close down, 2 yards to go at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, Ryan Oleski lights up the quarterback short of the first down marker. He was set up a little bit by one of the linebackers, but Oleski didn't miss him and finished him off. But on fourth down and short, I'm sure Novell's going to go for it.
And a little miscommunication on the Panax defense, and Coach Caligari is going to have to use his first time out of his first half, as he only had 10 men on the field, takes a fourth down and 2 to go. Dave Hanson, we've seen a little bit of the offense in the first 2 minutes and 52 seconds of this ballgame from Novell. Any surprises?
No, they run the spread offense. I do like the play calling, but you shouldn't be surprised. They've had the same coach for 17 years. He knows how to read a defense. He's watching what defensive backs and linebackers do. He's willing to make that call on 3rd and 8. He runs a draw play and gets 18 yards or 20 yards out of it. So he's reading the defense. He's making play calls based on them. It's almost a chess match or a poker game at this point. But watch what Bad X is doing. He knows he's going against a new coach. So he's trying to get the upper hand out of that away. And again, a little miscommunication on the substitutes on the side of the hatches. So at least Coach Durr, credit to him, was paying attention, was on it, called timeout, and at least now he's got a chance to give his best effort here to try and turn the ball over and get his offense to football.
And Jared Subject is the furthest man back for the Hatches. He's at their own 45-yard line. One man each way, eye formation behind Luby under center. 4th and 2 to go for the Bells. A handoff to the fullback, number 16, Justin Kolikowski. He is close to the first down marker. Looks like he has it by about a half of a yard. Also, the 47, maybe the 48-yard line. Finally stopped by Ryan Oleski, 6'1", 75-pound senior Phil Mannix moved the chains for Louisville first and 10.
Mannix a little undersized at the linebacker position, and there were a couple of guys that had some arms on Koligowski, but credit to him, he's with the strength to pull away from him and get that extra yard and get the first down for the Panthers.
Chris Wright, one left. Libby in the shotgun, and he had a tip pass from the Lions to send it out to the 40-yard line. That looks like Mr. H.J. Gray was the intended receiver. Couldn't get a handle on it and brings up a second down, 10 to go.
Now that's just a flat-out drop there by Greg. He's all by himself up there again. The defensive backs are giving him 10 yards. He takes three steps and shows his number to the quarterback, throws it on the number, and just a flat-out drop.
Same formation. It's a handoff to Justin Kolodowski, and Ryan Haleski blasts through the line of scrimmage and stops him in his tracks for no gain on the play. Now a third down and a ways to go. The first down marker in Mannix territory of the 40. Novell is at their own 37.
Yeah, and you know, this is four down territory, so Novell not thinking about first down here. They're thinking about how can they get 5 or 6 yards at 7 maybe to make that fourth down shorter. They stay with the spread offense.
Chris Wright, one left, one man in the backfield with Louie. Rolling to his right, looking pass. That's just one flying that is short, and this can be pass interference as number 26, Ryan Rader, went over the back of number 8, Jacob Grigg, and he's going to call the rookie pass interference. And there's a little contention in this one as they're saying that Grigg was actually uncatchable pass, but they're going to indeed enforce the penalty. This is a 15-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage. It goes for 3rd and 11. So
well, it doesn't really matter. In this case, Clark, the ball was within the vicinity of the receiver, and Wader hits him in the back before the ball gets there. Pretty easy call for the stripes, whether the home team likes it or not.
15 yards for a third down. First down.
All right, well, we do have our referees mic'd up tonight. One nice trick of being here at Mannix. Despite all the technology issues, we have further technology that's actually working. First and 10, trips left for Sam Novell. It's a handoff to number 16, Kolodowski, around the left end. He can't get much, very far at all. He's stopped by Bailey Iden, coming in from the backfield. 5'10", 160 senior. No gain on the 22nd down. 10 to go from the Mannix 39-yard line.
Well, those are things that can't happen, Clark. That should have been a loss of 3. There were 2 bad axe hatchets that had the running back in the backfield, and he breaks free and gets back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. A heck of an effort just to get back to the line of scrimmage by the Panthers, but missed tackling can certainly hurt a team, and it's got hurt Mannix if they keep it up.
Two in the backfield, the same option, Kolodowski breaks through one tackle, still in the street of 15 to 10, down to the 5, one man's a beat, and they're going to say he is just shot in touchdown, Samuel Novell. Kolodowski breaks free from 39 yards out, breaks through 2 tackles, and Samuel Novell has struck first at the 7:24 mark in the first quarter. Touchdown, 7-6-0.
Nothing fancy about that. They go from the shotgun, they hand it off to the running back, and he goes right through the heart of the defense. A lot of hand tacklers out there. Nobody's slowing him down like that. They gotta get down low or get down and get the legs out from underneath him. He just blows through them linebackers and defensive backs into the end zone for a touchdown.
Going for 2. Going with the metal huddle is number 7. Tate Hosbeck is the quarterback. And the 2-point conversion is actually intercepted by number 12, Mannix, Clark Brady. So the 2-point conversion is no good. Same Novell with 6, Mannix nothing. With 7:24 left in the first quarter on the WLAW Sports Network.
This is your state representative, Dr. Ned Canfield. The orange tiger lilies of the summer's ditch banks are giving way to the blue chicory and white Queen Anne's lace along the roadsides. This means that the fall will soon be here, and that means the harvest. Hundreds of farm trucks and semis will be taking to the road to bring in the bounty of the Thumb of Michigan. So when you see trucks, give them a wide berth. And if you're driving a truck, take special care to bring the harvest home safely. This is State Representative Dr. Ned Canfield. Let's make this a healthy Michigan.
Brought to you as a public service by A Healthy Michigan.